Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is Holy Thursday, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Christianity is a faith full of reversals. A faith full of reversals. Creation was not sounded by a loud gong or the result of war, but rather a soft whisper, a soft wind flying over the chaotic waters. The Savior of humanity was not born in Rome or Constantinople or in Paris or Beijing or Moscow, but a small town in a little-known, war-ravaged country. The man Jesus called Father is not a man with vast hordes of riches and lands, abundant with produce and cattle, but some mere construction worker. And his followers were not men from the Academy of Athens or the Great Library of Alexandria or the great schools of Rome, but from the synagogue down the street, men who fished for a living. The Son of God was not a king in the ancient world standards, owning stables of slaves, a grand crown, 16 steeds that let him pass by his reckless, abandoned people, but rather a man who wore simple clothing, spoke plainly, and loved dearly. Christianity is a faith filled with reversals. And these reversals continue throughout these dramatic 3 days, throughout this Holy Triduum. Throughout the Triduum, we are confronted with reversals of our Christian faith, that the poor, the lowly, the humble, the humiliated, these are the ones Jesus spends his time with. These are the ones whom Jesus loves first. Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. Jesus, the Lamb of God, our King and our brother. Jesus, this man who gave us everything so that we may have life, abundance, and flourishing. The Son of Kings and of God, the prophet par excellence, the high priest, greater than Aaron and Melchizedek, divesting himself of his garments. Divesting himself of his blinding glory, divesting himself of his well-earned honor now, right now, kneeling, bowing before his servants, wiping the grime and soot from their toes and their heels, washing off the dirt and sweat, purifying the soiled, making clean the contaminated, making the soiled clean, the impure pure, the unclean spotless. The reversal of our God. Our God taking off his outer garments, humbling himself for his servants. The king making a pauper a prince. The emperor making a slave a governor. The creator bringing the created to the level of himself. The reversal of our God. Friends, as we wash each other's feet in a few moments, as we represent the institution of the priesthood and the Eucharist, as we recount the events of that holy Passover night, let us live in this Christian reversal. Let us raise the fallen, lift the young as well as the aged, listen to the wisdom of the childish as well as the childlike. As we contemplate the horrors of the Triduum, let us contemplate these horrors, the death of God that brings humanity to life everlasting. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.